We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Rich, it kind of goes without saying that most of the people that we meet over the course of these 2 days are tougher than you and me.
100%.
But Mason might be tougher than anybody will meet over the course of the next couple of days. Mason Giovi is here, 15 years old. Diagnosed with juvenile pilocytic astrocytoma, which, by the way, 18 years ago when I started doing this, I wouldn't have been able to pronounce.
I was going
to
say, nice job, Dale. Holy smokes.
But Mason is with us. Mason, it's good to see you.
Thank you.
And his dad, Mark, is here. And we got Giovis all over the place.
Yes.
We got a room full of Giovis. Mark, I said that Mason might be as tough as anybody we'll meet over the next couple of days. What does that mean to you?
I can't. It means the world to me. And it's absolutely beyond a shadow of a doubt true. I mean, he's the toughest person I've ever met. He's a boy of very few words, but his actions and the way he carries his life with faced with the adversities that he has, it's amazing. And he's genuinely such a strong boy.
And it's been his whole life that he's been dealing with this, that you've been dealing with this, that the whole family's been dealing with this. Tell us the story.
So he was diagnosed at 18 months. With exactly what Dale said.
JPA is easier.
JPA
is easier. I will say that, yes.
He was diagnosed at 18 months. Our world was totally rocked. And we're lucky to live in the back door of the best place in the world for it. So we just tackled it. We did what they said. We did chemo after chemo after chemo, year after year after year of treatment. And it's just been a long, ongoing thing. But surgery was never an option. You know, his tumor is located in his brainstem, and it's very tricky. They call it high-price real estate. So surgery was never an option until September, this past September, it became the only option. And unfortunately, he underwent 8 brain surgeries from September to April. So it was a brutal, tough year. We spent 130 days in Children's Hospital, and it was touch and go. So it was a very tough year, and not just for Mason, not just for his parents, his little brothers and sisters, and his little puppy. You know, we were in the hospital for a long time, so they're all heroes too. These little kids are heroes too, and it's just amazing what he's been through. He's got the scars to prove it, and he's just a tough kid, and we cannot thank the Jimmy Fund enough and Dana-Farber enough and Children's Hospital enough, too. They just what they've done, they've saved his life, and it's a work in progress still. He's still on chemo right now, but they've saved him, and they've kept us unified by all the things they do for us, and it's we can't say enough about them.
So, Mason, one of Rich's only claims to fame is that he's a big video game guy. Could you kick his butt in pretty much any video game he wanted to take you on in?
If it's a controller game, no.
What games are you playing?
I play keyboard.
And what games, what are your favorites?
Hearts of Iron 4 is my ultimate favorite. It's a World War II strategy game.
Dale was around during World War II.
Oh, easy now.
What else do you like to do besides play video games?
Watch the news.
Watch the news?
Oh, yeah. Okay. He's a big military buff. Big
really?
World War II buff. Yeah.
Oh, we had a guy that was just in here. It was a
submarine officer.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He would have loved to meet him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Mason is a sophomore at Whitman-Hanson.
Yep.
Tell me what his school year is like with all of the other things that he's got going on, Mark.
So it's a little bit touch and go right now because last year, you know, obviously we did so much time in the hospital that when he started back at school, he was going for 2 hours a day. It took a lot out of him. So this next year, he wants to go the full day. He's in the midst of chemotherapy, so it makes it tough. But he wants to be with his peers. He wants to graduate with his peers. That's more. That's what he wants more than anything. And so he puts in the effort. He puts in the time to do it. So I mean, it's not easy, but you know, he's gonna give it a shot. So we're gonna try to do full days, and when he has treatment, you know, his mom or me or both of us will take him in, and hopefully that. You know, we can schedule it around the weekends, you know, maybe do his treatments on Fridays. And so it's just going to be a work in progress. So we don't fully know yet.
How's the experience been with the doctors and the nurses and, you know, the constant visits that you have, but how have they been?
Absolutely incredible. The whole staff over there is amazing. And I'm a registered nurse because of the care we've got. I'm a finished carpenter, and you know, we've been at this for a long time, many, many years. And you know, just one day I was like, you know what, I think I want to change up what I'm doing. We have such incredible care from these nurses, and it's so moving that I want to be that for somebody. So I put myself back to school and became a nurse. So I'm a new nurse.
You are absolutely the first Finnish carpenter turned nurse I've ever interviewed.
I might be one of the only ones that exist.
Does the skill set carry from one to the other job?
It actually does in a weird way. You know, I install kitchen cabinets. And so, you know, the people that have, you know, had their lives turned upside down, you know, cabinets torn out and living out of their bathroom and all this stuff. By the time you're done and you give them the finished product, they're like blown away, sometimes to tears. And so it's kind of like a nurse, you know, kind of like putting the pieces back together, obviously on different scales. It's a little bit tougher because I have to go into work as a nurse with like cuts on my hands, but that's pretty much it.
But you've been at it for a long time, your whole family has, as we're trying to raise money, you could see where it's going because you guys have been going at it year after year, and you can see the improvements that they've made.
It's unbelievable. From when we first went there, do you remember the boat? I mean, the little tiny Jimmy Fund boat. You probably remember it back then. And it was just like you were in this little hole in the wall type place. And now it's like it's expanded, and it's just so much more comfortable there, and everything that they've done. You know, it's not just about the care that you get there, like the clinical medical care that you get there, but it's the morale that they're trying to build. Your morale so that you don't give in, so that you don't quit, so that you, and not just the patient, the family. And so they're trying to do that by getting you to the Red Sox games, getting you on trips. I mean, next year he's going to go to spring training.
Nice.
Oh, good.
So, I mean, it's just they're amazing there. So every single dollar that comes in here, if you can donate a dollar, it will go to the right place. And all of those individual dollars combined will help people like Mason and kids like these, you know, get through what is, I can promise you, is the toughest thing that you will endure.
I'm going to ask you this because I've seen it firsthand. Are you ready to stand on the sidewalk outside the Dana-Farber and watch him get on a bus and leave you for a few days? Because I got to tell you, some parents have a hard time giving that up for a few days.
It's not me that you have to worry.
It's her, right?
I am, and I'm actually going to see if they can actually take the kids too. The other kids. Do you mind? We'll even pay for it, you know. But yeah, it's been very hard for my wife Laura. She's awesome. She is just a very hands-on mom, and of course, when your first child is sick, you want to be hands-on, and you want to be there for them. So it's hard. It takes some arm-wringing to let her let Mason go for the night. So we'll see what happens in spring training.
Well, I think Matea's working on a TV career because she keeps looking over her shoulder at the TV monitor over there just to see how she looks. And by the way, you look great, Matea. Don't worry about it. You look better than Rich and I do. You're a remarkable family, and it was really our honor to visit with you guys. And Mason, you are a tough kid, man. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, guys, and thank you for all the donations that are rolling in. We appreciate it.
Good to see you guys. Thank you
very
much.
Good to see you, too.
The Giovi family joining us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.